This is Gavin Dahl with KVNF's Regional Newscast. Coming up, college towns won't sound the same without marching bands during football season. Plus, two counties with opposite approaches to COVID-19 are seeing very different hospitalization rates. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Dozens of Western Slope organizations have received funds from state COVID relief grants. Governor Jared Polis announced last week that more than $3 million will go to about 100 different organizations and groups that are doing different things for pandemic relief for vulnerable populations. Montrose County will use part of its CARES Act funding to give grants to businesses in Region 10, reports the Montrose Daily Press. 30 businesses will get awards of $10,000 each. Applicant businesses must employ fewer than 25 people, generate less than $2.5 million a year, and contribute to community economic development goals as defined by Region 10. The Montrose County Commissioners also approved another application for funding through the Colorado Department of Local Affairs Gray and Black Market Marijuana Enforcement Grant Program. Hundreds of pounds of marijuana plants were recently seized in Montrose and San Miguel counties after a lengthy investigation that was helped by tools the Montrose County Sheriff's Office had purchased through an earlier grant from that same enforcement program. The Colorado Outdoors Development Project in Montrose is moving forward. The Montrose Urban Renewal Authority met for the first time since February on September 1st to discuss next steps for the development, reports the Montrose Daily Press. Progress has been made on the Connect Trail, river restoration, and a new logistics facility. 96 new apartment units will be built to help address the city's need for rental housing. The entire Colorado Outdoors Project is expected to be completed in April 2021. The Delta County Health Department reports that the total case count for West Nile virus this year is now 7. 5 are in the North Fork area, while the Delta and Surface Creek regions each have one confirmed case. Denver County is the only other county to report a human West Nile virus case so far this year. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
Two neighboring counties have very different hospitalization rates due to COVID-19. As you might imagine, those two counties also have different policies for containing the virus. Mountain West News Bureau's Amanda Peacher reports.
Ada County sits in southwest Idaho and is home to the state's capital. The county has had a mask mandate in place since mid-July. Most bars are closed, and gatherings are limited to 10 or fewer people. Dr. Laura McGeorge is with St. Luke's Hospital Systems. She says hospitalizations due to COVID went down there after the mask rule took effect.
We have seen a definite decrease in the COVID-19 patients in the hospital in Boise and in Meridian.
Meanwhile, right next door, Canyon County is just recommending masks, but there are no mandates in place. And as of now, despite having a population just under half the size of its neighbor, it has roughly four times the rate of COVID-19 patients in the hospital. McGeorge also notes that many of the hospitalized COVID patients that they are seeing are coming from rural areas in that county. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
For many, this time of year means the start of college football, but not if 2020 has anything to say about it. Without game days and everything that goes along with tailgating, college towns across our region will look different, and they'll sound a lot different, too. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
For Casey Stevenson, this is what this time of year usually sounds like.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your halftime enjoyment, the 2018
Stevenson is a member of the marching band here at the University of Wyoming. They're known as the Western Thunder.
We spend probably at least 8 or so hours a day on game days playing for fans. So without the bands for on game days, it would be awfully quiet.
Like today, Stevenson and I are sitting outside War Memorial Stadium, and the only sound filling the air is the wind blowing against the flagpole and the motor of a few university lawnmowers. Since Stevenson is a senior this year, this will be her last season, so it was difficult when the Mountain West Conference fall sports season was canceled.
I broke down, it was absolutely devastating.
Plus, Stevenson has a pretty important job in the band.
This past season was my first season as head drum major, and it was a dream come true.
It's up to her to lead the entire band, directing them what to play and when to play it, and there's a lot of moving parts, literally. Plus, a lot of work that needs to get done before anyone steps out on the field.
So you have your wind line, which includes all of the wind instruments. They have to learn music, memorize music, learn their drill, memorize where they're going, and like putting all of that together. And then you have the drum line, who they spend hours upon hours perfecting every little stroke and everything.
And of course, they have to memorize their music and moves as well. And let's not forget the auxiliary line, visual performers, dancers, baton twirlers, and all things pom-pom.
So it's a lot of working parts to put on just like that 8-minute halftime show.
And it's not just the Mountain West Conference that's affected. The Big Sky Conference called off its fall sports season too. Cannon Shane is a student at the University of Montana and a member of the Grizzly Marching Band.
I kind of had a feeling that it was going to happen, or they would push it to the spring. Just was uncertain as to how the season would look since our main performance venue was the football games.
Shane says so much of marching band is about really energizing the crowd and the team. On game days, everything revolves around that.
Usually if like the kickoff is at 1 p.m., the band meets at 9 a.m., we have a rehearsal. We work on last minute edits of our show. We do something called Grizz Walk here.
That's where the band lines up along the sidewalk outside the athletics building. They form a kind of musical tunnel for the players to walk through on their way to the stadium to warm up. Cannon says it usually draws a pretty good crowd of fans, too, that dance around and cheer for the players and the band. But Shane's favorite song to play is actually one you might recognize from the radio.
Shut Up and Dance. It's a really unique arrangement. It's fun to play, especially the piccolo part.
That one is popular with a lot of college bands, actually. Here's one rendition. Shane says they're trying to come up with other ways to play for fans. Somewhere that's still outdoors, but in smaller groups. Western Thunder in Wyoming is trying to do that too, but in the meantime, Casey Stevenson says she's been reflecting back on some of her favorite marching band memories.
Getting to conduct Cowboy Joe at the end of the game after we won, there's a picture of me actually, I'm conducting and I'm just grinning from ear to ear and like, just one of the best feelings ever.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.